Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, December 10th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the second Sunday of Advent. It's a joy to welcome you here. I pray that day over day, the season of Advent is drawing you in, pulling you in a closer relationship with our Lord Jesus, a closer relationship with the sacred stories of this season. And so as we begin, let us do what is our custom and our practice around here, to begin with a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness, to give thanks for the gift of life by taking in the breath of life. And so let's take that in. Hold it and savor it. Give thanks to God for it. And as you breathe, as you celebrate this gift, call to mind the people and the places and the situations and the memories that bring you joy, that light you up inside. And thank God for all of it. Perhaps turn your face toward the sky and breathe. And in this posture, let's begin together in worship. Let's join together in our Advent candle lighting as printed in the bulletin. Now, I recognize you may not have come prepared with candles to light. That's quite all right. Let's read this together during the podcast, and perhaps you can take it back out later when the sun starts to set and use it as a time to actively participate in this season of Advent. But for now, pull up the bulletin, just go over to the left of where you found today's podcast. Just below there, you'll see a tab that says Sermon Notes, Podcast Bulletin. Tap on it, click on it, and it will come up. Let's take a breath, and let's begin. O God, we light the second candle of Advent. We seek your comfort, both mighty and tender, you come. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you. Isaiah announced God's coming to a people exiled in a broken and parched wilderness. He declared that God's redemption would make a highway in the desert and change the rough places into plain. God would come as a shepherd, feeding and leading, cradling the weary flock. This Advent, we seek such a God. Saving God, look upon your world and heal your land and your people. Prepare us to be changed. This Advent, teach us to be tender and just as you are. Amen. Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Mark, in the first chapter, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Heavenly Father, we call out to you and we pray. We give you thanks for the gift of your word alive and among us. And particularly, oh God, in this season of Advent, we pray you draw near. Open our hearts and our minds and inspire us to hear the words of the prophet, to hear the words of John the Baptizer, that we would repent, that we would be baptized and made new and clean and fully receptive to what it is that you have to say to us today. Save us, we pray, from distraction and misinterpretation. And help us to hear your voice. We ask this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. December 10th is 14 days before Christmas Eve, and there's a lot to be done. Certainly at a church, there's a lot to be done. There are special services to plan for, all the supplies and bulletins and logistics and communications that need to be made. There is the special outreach at this time of year. There are presents to be purchased and wrapped and delivered and making sure that folks know the directions. And you get the point, right? All the details that need to be covered in the season. And it can be fun and joyful until that moment when maybe it's not. For years, I worked in a grocery store. And at the beginning of the season, it was kind of fun. People were in a good mood starting around Thanksgiving, which is that first food holiday. But as the season wore on, even those of us, myself among them, who are the most diehard fans of Advent and Christmas, as the season wore on, you kind of thought to yourself, I can't wait until the season's over. But it wasn't Christmas that we wanted to be over. It was the unrelenting busyness. It was the exhaustion of a work schedule that amped up at this time of year. And what we wanted was to get away from that and to move into something peaceful, a time to enjoy the fruits of our labor. There's the reference to this John who's out in the wilderness, and he's not out in the wilderness by himself. People come out to hear him preach. Well, we meet him at the very beginning of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Mark tells us what he's going to tell us. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he follows that up by connecting that opening line to the history, the tradition, the prophetic witness of his original audience. And so before you shut me off, he says, what I'm about to tell you has its roots in our origin, friends. When God says to Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way," a voice of one crying in the wilderness, in the place where sometimes people find themselves exiled to, but oftentimes people pursue to get away from the busyness and the noise and the distraction, to receive a gift. And as Mark tells this story, there's John out there in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance and forgiveness. He's doing so in a way to prepare the hearts and the minds of the lives and the lives of those who've come out to see him and hear him. This is just the first step, he tells them. There's one that's coming after me. I'm just getting you ready to hear. I'm just preparing you to follow. I'm going to wash you with water. But there's one who's coming who's going to change your life. Ah. That's what we're celebrating, friends. We celebrate the story of the birth of Jesus. And we celebrate the fact that it's an ongoing story. A promised return. And that while we wait for that return, we tell the story of Jesus. We remember who he is and in turn who we are. And we stand with the crowds on the Jordan and we hear John preach. And maybe we find the faith to jump in the water with them, or to remember the day when we were baptized, recommit ourselves to it. We pray that God would give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the hearts to feel and the hands to touch the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All of this language is impactful, would have been hugely significant. It is hugely significant then and is now. That Jesus is the name above all names, the Son of the Most High God. And that these days leading up to our celebration of the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus, that we remind ourselves what all these preparations are for. Not about preparing the perfect menu, which is great, or decorating the tree just right, which is beautiful, or checking every name off the list. It's remembering why we set out to do those things in the first place. Remembering the reason for the feast and celebration. And I think the best way that we can prepare ourselves to celebrate the story is to read it. To read these passages in Mark. And next week we shift over to Luke's gospel. Luke gives us the most detail about the story, the prelude to the story that Mark begins to tell. The story of Elizabeth and Mary and John and Jesus and Zechariah and Joseph. How it is that we came to be the way we are, and a God who loves us just as we are. And so I guess that's the point of everything I've been saying, is find some wilderness space, some quiet space with limited distraction. If you need to take a ride in the car, or if you are blessed to take a walk out in the woods, go out on the beach and put on your headphones, find a quiet space with a cup of tea and your Bible, and just read the story. And before maybe you read the first word, the first syllable, pray to God. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. O come, Emmanuel. As I prepare myself to read your story, save me in the reading. Help me to find my place in this story that you're telling. And I know that when you do this, and the more you do it, you'll find that in each and every word and in the spaces in between, there is tremendous good news. To which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, we call out your name and we pray. God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Abide with us. There is a voice that's calling to us in the wilderness. Help us to pursue it. Help us to escape our distractions. Forgive us our sins so that we can hear your voice, that we can be reminded of your love for us, inspired by your love for us, filled with your grace, so that we could go out and share it with the world. We pray for the leaders of this world, O God. Show them who they are, and show them who you are. And God, in this time, we pray for anyone who struggles, anyone who feels alone or left out, unloved. Equip us and empower us, each and every one of us, to bring salt and light and grace and peace into the lives of those who need it most. And we ask, O God, you know the list that we carry, our prayer list, the joys and the concerns of our hearts. We ask that if we make some quiet space, some wilderness space in this moment, so that we could share these lists with you, we pray that you join us. Meet us in the midst of peace and quiet, we pray. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for being with us in the peace and quiet. Teach us to be peaceful and quiet every day. We thank you again for our sacred stories. And in these stories, we learn a prayer that you taught your first disciples. We pray you'd hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. So, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, remember the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our God, that we know in these three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.
Strive and hope.